Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Continuing now our study in Romans chapter 1, we are looking at the first declaration of God's wrath, where Paul begins his explanation of the gospel, and we are concentrating now upon the three results of God's wrath that are given in the first declaration of his wrath. That declaration is verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." And then the Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Spirit of God, goes on to explain what are some of the reasons for God's wrath to fall upon men, showing us the justice, the righteousness of God's wrath. And then in verses 21 through 23, he gives us the results of God's wrath. And this would just be, you might say, the preliminary results or early manifestations of God's judgment, because there are certainly more to come. But the three that are mentioned here are, number one, light withdrawn, number two, folly unrestrained, and number three, false religion adopted. And where you see these things taking place, you know that God is judging. It's not that God's judgment is going to come. This is God's judgment. When knowledge about God, about things eternal, biblical knowledge is decreasing in a society, you know that that's the judgment of God. When spiritual knowledge seems to be waning in the life of an individual, you recognize that also as the judgment of God. God is judging that person. God is judging that society by withdrawing his light. The second indication that God's judgment is already at work is that folly, foolishness, seems to expand. It seems to be unrestrained. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. And you'll see more and more manifestations of utter idiocy under the guise of intelligence, science, sophistication, human wisdom, and that is so utterly foolish. But of course, only those who have the light of God's truth shining in their hearts and minds can recognize the folly. The rest of society is just swept along with the folly. It goes along with the darkness which is descending upon them. And so men adopt the most foolish things as being wise, and they reject the wisdom of God. What is that? That's evidence that God's judgment is at work. And don't you see how utterly just these judgments of God are? Because, of course, what they do is allow men to go in the direction that they have already determined to go. God just simply says, all right, I'll remove the restraints and let you go that way. You don't want my light? You prefer darkness? I'll withdraw my light. You don't want my wisdom? You prefer human wisdom? Okay, I'll withdraw an understanding of my wisdom and leave you to your own human wisdom, and it will be shown to be utter folly. And then the third result of God's wrath is false religion becomes prominent. You see, it's not a matter of no religion. It's a matter of either the right religion or the wrong religion. People who maintain an insistence upon no religion, utter religious neutrality, are only kidding themselves. Religion takes a lot of different forms. Now, the Christian religion has dominated American society since the beginning. For we could say almost 300 years now. Actually, a little less than that since the pilgrims first... No, 400 years. Let's see, where are we? 1620 is when the pilgrims first came to the shores. So it's been nearly 400 years now. And from that time forward, the Christian religion has dominated American society. That is not to say that all of our founding fathers were born-again, Bible-believing Christians. That is not true. That is not to say that there has ever been a time when a majority of American citizens were born-again, Bible-believing Christians. I doubt that that has ever been true. But there certainly has been a long extended period of time where the Christian religion was the status quo. It was the prevailing religion. It was the form of religion that most people thought of when they thought about religion. The Christian religion, the Bible, the Ten Commandments, the teachings of Jesus, that was religion to the majority of Americans, whether they believed in Jesus in a saving way or not. That probably is still true, but it is true to a less extent than it certainly has been probably ever since the beginning of our nation. I cannot think of a time in the history of the United States of America, even going back to the colonial days, when there has been less influence of Christian religion upon American society than there is today, and more looking to other religions as being equally valid and equally worthy of our attention and support and consideration. And so many people who are determined to take a studied neutrality in regard to religion. Religious plurality is the theme of the day. We cannot promote the Christian religion above other religions. We must have religious neutrality. We must have religious plurality and let all the religions have equal influence, equal billing, you might say, in American society. But there are many who are determined that for their part, they're going to remain absolutely neutral regarding all of the religions. Well, the fact of the matter is, when you reject the truth of God, you will adopt a counterfeit religion, whether you recognize it as such or not. Now here in Romans chapter 1, we read this in verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, verse 23, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Here is idolatry. Idolatry in its most basic and obvious form. Idolatry where men craft images and worship them. And what are these images? Well, they are images made like to corruptible men. In other words, many of these idols look like men. And some of them are even creatures, birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things that become the images that men will worship when they do not worship the one true God. Changing the glory of the uncorruptible God, a God who does not change, a God who cannot change, a God who does not decay, does not diminish in his power and glory in any way, and they change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. Man is corruptible. I surely don't have to convince you of that. The older you get, the more certain of that you become. Aging is no fun. There are wonderful things that God will give to those who trust Him as they age. He will give them wonderful assurances of His presence and of His love, and they have the advantage of having the wisdom of experience, hopefully filtered through the Word of God, so that they understand God and His ways better than younger people do. And there are many advantages to being older. We don't need to dread old age, but from a physical standpoint, it's all downhill It really starts downhill long before the time we call old age, and it just continues downhill. Physical infirmities, impairments, hindrances, and obstacles just continue to get worse and worse. What is that? Well, our body is decaying. Man is corruptible. He does not last forever, at least upon this earth, in the visible form in which you see him. He doesn't last forever. Nobody does. Nor do any of the creatures that we are aware of. And that is all in contrast with God, who does not corrupt, who does not decay, who does not change. And it's obvious that the one to worship is the one who doesn't decay. He doesn't corrupt. He doesn't change. He doesn't diminish. He doesn't lose strength. He doesn't lose ability. He doesn't lose glory. He doesn't lose power. Man and all of the animals do all of those things. And here is the folly of men manifested when they reject worshiping the uncorruptible God, and in its place they worship, they make images like unto corruptible man and beasts and birds. I think of totem poles when I think of birds and other images, and that becomes the focus of their worship. In some cases, they say, I'm not actually worshiping this image. I don't think that this is God. This simply represents God to me. But if you've made an image of God like that, and this represents God to you, then it should be obvious that your concept of God is now something far less than the truth about the true God, the uncorruptible God, the eternal God, the omnipotent God. The God that you are worshiping is more like a man or an animal, or sometimes a combination of the two. And you may have an exalted man, like the Greek gods of Greek mythology, which were more like supermen. They were all human-like beings that had powers greater than men, but they were more like men than like God. They were corruptible. They were ungodlike. They were human-like, with human passions, human anger, human envy, human sexual desires. They were just an expression of man. Man just made God in his own image. In the image of man made he God. And said, that's what I will worship. In other words, people don't always understand this, but what they have done is determined to worship themselves. They're worshiping man instead of God. Worshiping themselves instead of their Creator. And even when you don't have something as obvious as idolatry, that still turns out to be what people do. In our more sophisticated Western world, we may not have the images, but everybody has something that they worship, and they're either worshiping God or they're worshiping some form of humanity, of man. We even have something we call today humanism. What's that? The exaltation of man. The denial that there's a God and the exaltation of man. No images involved, but it's still the same idea. We will reject the glory of God. We will replace him with the glory of man. How foolish. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.